We're joined now by Stan Harris, the person who heads the Louisiana Restaurant Association. And Stan Harris has just met with the governor of Louisiana about phase three. And what does this mean for restaurants in our state, Stan?
Well, Jim, thanks for having me, first of all. And, you know, as we've done for the last 6 months in communicating with the governor and his team and public health officials, restaurants want to do the right thing. They want to operate safely. They want to build the confidence of their guests to want to come back in. And while phase three has given us some additional occupancy capacity based on number of people in occupancy, we got a curveball with alcohol limitation going back to last service at 10 o'clock. We talked to the governor a little bit about that, and he's taking that under consideration, as he's done every time we've had a challenge in going through this. There's no playbook, so sometimes it's written as we go, and certainly everyone's trying to make the right decisions.
With the bars closing at 10, what does that mean as far as their viability?
Well, the viability of it is if a restaurant's open until midnight, let's say, or 11 o'clock, and an alcohol service ceased at 10 o'clock, it creates not only a stress point for the restaurant with its guests that's already there, we're changing a pattern of behavior that people have been used to in our state for a long period of time. And when we reopened in phase one and in phase two, we did not see that type of restriction.
How did the governor respond to your concerns?
He has always been responsive to our concerns. He is, you know, on a day when we're facing an impending storm arrival, he made time for us and six of our members to get on a Zoom call with him and be able to share their concerns individually. And he shared some of the things that they're concerned about as well. And, you know, we know that some of the White House task force says restaurants should be back at 25%. We appreciate the opportunity to move to 75% because it does touch a whole lot of people when it comes to jobs. It touches our supply chain. And it also takes people that have made these investments in restaurants and bars and related businesses and shows them that there might be a lifeline. But we could be sitting in phase three for quite some time.
877-217-5757 in our remaining time with Stan Harris, who not so long ago went on the air with the governor for his monthly show, which, of course, will air again this Wednesday. But you said at that time you had concerns that a huge percentage of restaurants in our state would fail, and we've seen that. But what does this continuation of limited activity do? Does that make it even more pronounced?
You know, Jim, we just finished our fourth national survey that we do with our partners at the National Restaurant Association. And what we saw from August is year over year, our sales are down over 35%. Our restaurants are expected nationally to lose over $240 billion in revenue. And we're expecting along the lines of what I'd said before, you know, anywhere from 25 to 50% of our restaurants will close. And we're also seeing higher operating costs because of labor and the costs to do all the other things that we have to do to meet the standardization of keeping our places COVID safe. You know, restaurants are seeing staffing levels of only about 70% of what they need to operate. So menus are shrunk. That also impacts revenue. Mm-hmm. And more concerning to us was in this survey, 56% of adults in a national survey said they're aware of a restaurant in their community that permanently closed during this pandemic. So that's concerning as well.
Okay. Holly in the Garden District asked about the protocol for restaurants that have one or more employees who test positive for COVID.
Well, the protocol for testing positive is the same thing that they would happen in any office situation or anything else. Any of the people that worked in close proximity to that particular person are typically asked to be quarantined, and that person typically has to be the person that tested positive is typically out of the workplace for up to 14 days, and they have to have a negative test before they return to work.
I know of one restaurant that had one employee test positive, and it was shut down for 3 days as the owners took precautions. Is that overboard, or is that a valid way to go about this?
Well, the question becomes, where did someone contract this? Did they get it in the workplace? Did they get it when they were doing their socialization? Did they get it from their family and they brought it into the workplace? You know, we've had less approach on contact issues, you know, surfaces and things. And while we're doing additional sanitation and hygiene measures, that hasn't been one of the big drivers. But obviously you want to identify someone who tests positive, avoid any additional community spread, especially if they're asymptomatic.
Steve Myers, founder of Tiger Ag, he says, last time you were on the show, you talked about your association with T.J. Moran. He says, we buried the lead. We didn't talk about Dale Brown. He had a big impact on your young life, didn't he?
Yeah, he certainly did, and he's still a dear friend. And, you know, the one thing that, and Jim, you know Coach Brown very well, the one thing he does is tell it exactly like it is, and he believes what he believes and stands up for what's important, and that's what we're trying to do right now for our members and for our industry, is just try to give them a lifeline, try to keep them with some hope that we're moving in the right direction. You know, the storms haven't helped. The challenge of getting workforce to work has not been as easy as we'd like it to be. You know, the unemployment, the FEMA support ended on the 5th. The last checks went out this past week. So hopefully there'll be some people that might be willing to look at working a little bit. And we've got a pretty good track record. We haven't had a massive community spread in the industry right now, and we're going to continue to focus on those good practices that keep it that way.
Well, thank you for joining us on short notice. Just after meeting with the governor, Stan Harris, president of the Louisiana Restaurant Association, we'll be calling on you again soon, Stan. Keep up your good
Anytime,
work.
Anytime, Jim.
And be safe.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Talk Louisiana. We're back tomorrow, same time, same place. Hopefully we'll have good news on the path of Hurricane Sally. First Financial Tax and Accounting Services provides signature support.